You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump's first State of the Union speech included time spent on Detroit and the auto industry. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us now. Daniel, let's begin with this from the president last night.
In Detroit, I halted government mandates that crippled America's great, beautiful auto workers so that we can get Motor City revving its engines again. And that's what's happening.
Well, first off, what regulations, what mandates is he referring to?
Fuel economy. The Obama administration cut a deal in about 2011-ish timeframe with the automakers to reach a fuel economy regulations of 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. And right near the end of the administration, they said, you know what, we're not going to do a mid-cycle review. We said we would agree to it when we did these regulations, and now we've decided we're not going to do it. So what the president has done has basically reinstated the original terms of the Obama deal with the auto industry.
Which is saying we will do a mid-cycle review.
We will do a mid-cycle review. And why the auto companies want to do that is because they need to be able to look at demand in the marketplace. For example, we've talked a lot on your air in the last year about how the car business in the United States is steadily disappearing. And the truck business and the SUV business is a much bigger share of the overall vehicle market. That pace has been accelerating and has been accelerated particularly since 2011, number one. Number two, in 2010 and 2011, the automakers were not in a position to push back. Two of them had just come out of bankruptcy. The government, I think, realized that they kind of had them on their knees here and shoved this deal down their throat. Think of it as a contract reopener, okay? We can mid-cycle reopen this contract and discuss it. Well, in the waning days of the Obama administration, they said, you know what? We've decided we're not going to do that. And the car companies were just incensed that they just unilaterally, the EPA just unilaterally did this. And what the president has already done is saying, you know what, we'll look at this again. We'll look at the numbers. And that's really what he's referring to.
When you hear I halted government mandates, he has not ordered them to be rolled back.
No, but it's interesting. It is really interesting because his critics on the left and the environmental lobby have pounced on this. And I wrote a column about this when he first talked about this. And I think it started something out. Let's get a couple things straight. The president did not roll back fuel economy standards. He didn't then, and he hasn't now. But both his critics and he himself mischaracterized what's actually happening behind the scenes. And it is technical and everything, but suffice it to say, there's been no rollback. There's only been a reinstatement of that contract reopener, the so-called mid-cycle review.
All right. And that phrase, get the Motor City revving its engines again, doesn't that imply the Motor City has been in the dumps?
It does, I think. But again, this betrays a very simple understanding of how the industry works and how it has been working. I mean, he also referenced auto plants. And I think what's interesting about that is there's a lot more complexity going on here in terms of plants coming back to the United States, who's bringing their plants back. And at the same time, you've got American Detroit-based manufacturers that are sending products to China.
Speaking of the plants, let's take a listen to this statement.
Many car companies are now building and expanding plants in the United States, something we haven't seen for decades. Chrysler is moving a major plant from Mexico to Michigan. Toyota and Mazda are opening up a plant in Alabama, a big one, and we haven't seen this in a long time. It's all coming back.
Okay, first that Chrysler plant. Did that decision happen since the president was inaugurated?
Probably. I think it was finally made. Remember, this is part of a massive vehicle program, the Ram 1500, and it's also its heavy-duty truck, which was being built in Mexico. That vehicle was taken to Mexico in, I think, 2008. The vast majority of its sales are in the U.S., not in other markets around the world. And as Sergio Marchionne told us during the auto show, it belongs in the United States. It should have never been taken out of the United States. And he's decided to repatriate it.
But they're not closing the plant in Mexico, are they?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm not 100% sure. The other thing that's happening, too, is the car market is disappearing here, and a lot of manufacturers are making some difficult decisions about product allocation, which is why Ford is moving certain production to China. Their next-generation Focus compact car is going to come into the United States from China.
And that Toyota Mazda plant in Alabama, that is big, isn't it? Some 4,000
jobs?
Big.
It is big, and it is a new operation. The more truthful point about this is a lot of the new plants that have been built here in the last decade have been almost exclusively built by foreign automakers assembling products in the United States. What the Americans have done is after the meltdown, they did recapitalize their industry and they concentrated a lot of their production more in the state of Michigan than in any time in a long time. So that Michigan produces more vehicles than any other state in the country. It's almost 20% of the total vehicles produced in the United States come out of the state. So you are seeing more investment here. And when Ford took some products out of their assembly plant in Wayne, they're replacing them with the new Ranger and the new Bronco. So the headcount effects are not negative in general, but the products are being moved around. And I think what you see with auto manufacturers here is they understand the political environment they're in, but they're not working for President Trump. And they're not working for the Republican Party. They work for their shareholders. And if you look at the decisions that they're making, it is very clear, to me at least, that that is what's driving them. Better returns for shareholders, for investors.
Just that particular comment about we haven't seen in decades, having mm-hmm. seen plants coming to America. As you just pointed out, we've seen in recent years GM, Toyota, Honda, Mercedes-Benz, Volkswagen, BMW, they've all built new plants in the U.S.
Right. And the other truth of the matter is that Chrysler's not building a plant. The plant's already here. They're bringing a product here, and they're going to make changes in the plant, to be sure.
Yeah, he said moving a major plant from Mexico to Michigan.
Well, again, this gets into the semantics. Mm. The American manufacturers are not building new plants. They're just not. And in fact, I think if you talk to anybody who knows this industry, if you want to see a real red lights and sirens would go off when one of the three U.S. manufacturers comes out and says, we're building a new greenfield plant. And people, oh my God, don't add more capacity.
Yeah.
Because the whole story of retrenchment has been to eliminate capacity, right? So that's why a lot of these companies are using plants and running them in excess of 100% capacity, with more shifts and various other things. I think the thing that's a bigger risk is that, and a lot of people think that one of these three Detroit-based manufacturers is going to close a plant because of what's happening with the car market. And if the car market continues to collapse, somebody's eventually going to cry uncle.
Overall, Daniel, how would you rate the truthfulness, if we're fact-checking here, of what the president said last night about Detroit and the auto industry?
I would say it's kind of directionally correct. But as is often the case with his public pronouncements, they're lacking in nuance and detail. I think the more egregious, if I would use that word, would be the mandates. He hasn't rolled back anything. All he's done is reinstated an agreement that the industry had with the Obama administration. And I think that was something that needed to happen, and good for them. But he didn't roll back anything.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.